Lower costs aren't the only virtue the military sees in DoD-wide IT services offered at the enterprise level. Leaders also expect to gain by getting better situational awareness over their networks and making them more defensible against cyber attacks. But from the perspective of Lieutenant General Ronnie Hawkins, the director of the Defense Information Systems Agency, there's no forcing function quite like declining budgets. The abundant cash the military services used to have on hand to build and operate their own IT systems simply isn't there anymore.
I would tell you that this issue with the money right now and the looming quote-unquote sequestration that is on the horizon has helped push people together that weren't together in the Department of Defense. And talk about joint. We're joint now. We're going to get that stuff over to DISA because the money is just not there.
Hawkins thinks there are billions of dollars to be saved through the consolidation of IT services into DoD enterprise offerings. And he says there's a historical precedent for DISA taking over the legwork that used to be handled by the military branches.
Back in the 70s and 80s, DCA and DISA took COM off the map, took it off the table. And we don't even worry about dial tone anymore. We pick up our phones, we know it's there. And that's because this agency that I'm now a part of, they took COM off the map. And we want to do the same thing with IT. We want to take it off the table. Not that it's not required, but we want to take it off of our component, our services requirement, give it to us, and we will deliver those types of capabilities for you.
Hawkins says within the last week, DISA held a conference with the chief information officers from each of the military services about how to build off-ramps that would let them transition their IT offerings to DISA. The IT agency is already moving forward with enterprise services like email, SharePoint, and portal services that can scale to larger and larger sizes as more military users come on board. The continuing struggle, Hawkins says, is how to offer those services at price points the military organizations can't say no to.
I used to sit, if you will, in a service in the Air Force and say that DISA was too expensive. And I said, I wish I was over there. I'd show those guys how to do that. I'm over there right now, and so I've got that challenge in trying to figure out how to do that. And what we have done, we're working with the services to make sure that we can find out where it is that we are a lost leader for them. And we either clean that up or we can hand that off to the services to do. But the efficacy that's tied to how we do our operations is fundamental to everything that we're doing, and the number one issue that I am working with in DISA to make sure that we are competitive when it comes to the types of capabilities that we provide to our users, whomever that might be.
There is some obvious low-hanging fruit when it comes to running DoD's IT systems more efficiently, though, Hawkins says. For instance, the portal systems that various military organizations run, letting users sign in to access software applications. He says there are far too many of those systems running on individual military posts, often duplicating one another's functions.
It's boxology, and we're going to protect the box, and we're going to keep that box at our particular base post, camp, or station, rather than roll it up to the enterprise and make it available to everybody and make it available once. We talk about enterprise licensing. That is another one of those portal services, enterprise services, that we can put up at the enterprise, and everybody gets to use it. We ought to be able to meter our access to the capabilities rather than every user be paid to use the capability. And we know right now on desktops, there are capabilities that just sit there unused year in and year out. And so we've got to get that again at the enterprise level, provide the portal so that you can get into it, reach in, use your capability, close it up and get out.
And Hawkins says Enterprise Email, the first of DISA's large enterprise offerings, is a proven test case for cost savings. The Army estimates it'll save more than $70 million just next year by letting DISA take over its email service. Likewise, DISA thinks it can save the military services a lot of money by letting them shut down legacy communication systems like video conferencing based on point-to-point circuits and moving them to secure internet protocol networks available anywhere in the world.
The biggest one that we believe, again, is that killer app when we start looking at everything over IP is our elimination of VTC and the point-to-point circuits that we have at every base that is out there. We ought to be able to stream that video down to an end device just like everybody's doing right now, and make that capability available to our warfighters wherever he or she may be.
While Hawkins is still sorting through precisely which IT services his agency will offer and who will provide them to, the Defense Department has already vested DISA with some specific responsibilities in its future vision for more centralized, more interoperable IT, known as the Joint Information Environment. For instance, DISA will act as the department's central broker for cloud computing services. Hawkins says that brokerage service will reach initial operating capability by the end of this year and full operating capability by early 2015. And he promised DISA will act as a true broker, offering DoD customers cloud services that are provided by DISA itself, but also industry and the individual military services.
And we've also got to look inside DISA to make sure that as we go do that, we don't have what is commonly called the fox guarding the hen house. It's all not going into a DISA deck, is what I'm telling you. We've got to normalize that across the entire Department of Defense. Much of it, and I can't give you the exact amount right now, but much of it we know is going to go into separate service decks, if you will, data centers that they have. We've got to first standardize the data centers, and that is what we are doing right now.
That standardization is happening under the auspices of a DoD-wide data center reference architecture, finalized and signed by DoD Chief Information Officer Terry Takai last week. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.